Maybe a sort of longish poem to draw things to the close. Again, a sweet, which is mixed up in small parts. This is from the lead poem in my new book, which is coming out in January, assuming New York Harbor isn't clogged with giant squid or any other emergencies of such nature. It opens with a quote from Apollinaire, a poet I've always cherished, and if you haven't read Apollinaire, you should. Guillaume Apollinaire, he said once, "Let us open together the last bud of the future." It's called Outlier. In interims, he halts, hee-haw, plummets. The snake in the river is belly up, diamond head caught in crotch of branch, length wavering yellow with the force of water. Who strangles is this taste of present? Newman of walking and sleep, knees of snow as the shark's backbone is gristle. And if my sister hadn't died in an auto wreck and had been taken by the Indians, I would have something to do, go into the mountains and get her back. Miranda, I have proof that when people die, they become birds. And I've lost my chance to go to sea or become a cowboy. Age narrows me to this window and its 3 weeks snow. This is Russia, and I a clerk. Miranda throws herself from the window, the icon clutched to her breast, into the snow, over and over. A world of ruminants, cloven hoof, summit. Is it less worthless for being in front? There are the others, ignorant of us to a man, says Johnson to Lowell, who wouldn't come to D.T., who's he, son of a bitch? And he knows armaments and cattle like a Renaissance prince, knew love and daggers and faintly knew of Dante or Chekhov. It is a world that belongs to Kipling. What will I die with in my hand? A paintbrush? For houses, an M15, a hammer or axe, a book or gavel, a candlestick tiptoeing upstairs. What will I hold, or will I be caught with this usual thing that I want to be my heart, but it is my brain, and I turn it over and over and over. Only miracles should apply. We have stones enough. They steal all the heat and trip everyone, even the wary. Throw stones away. And a tricky way of saying something unnecessary will not do. I have sort of a major grass fire up here. I mean a cool fire, a cool filter fire. This isn't going to be distracting because the next part is sort of captious. This is, the girl standing outside the bus station in Muskegon, Michigan hasn't noticed me. I doubt she reads poetry, or if she did, would like it at all, or if she liked it, the affection would be casual and temporary. She would anyway rather ride a horse than read a poet, read a comic rather than ride a poet. Sweetie, 15 minutes in that black alley bent over the garbage can with me in the saddle would make our affections equal. Let's be fair. I love my dear daughter. Her skin is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll come to great harm. I love my dog, Missy. Her skin is so warm. I love my cat, Stanley's fur is so warm. I love all my friends. Their skins are so warm. My dear mother, dead father, live sister, dead sister, two brothers. Their skins are so warm. I love my lovely wife, her skin is most warm, and I love my dear self, my skin is so warm. I come to great harm, I come to great harm. I want to be told a children's story that will stick. I'm sorry I can't settle for less, some core of final delight. In the funeral parlor, my limbs are so heavy I can't rise. This isn't me in this nest of silk, but a relative bearing my face and name. I still wanted to become a cowboy or bring peace to the Middle East. This isn't me. I saw Christ this summer rising over the Absaroke Mountains. Of course I was drunk. I carry my vices to the wilderness. That faintly blue person there among the nasturtiums, among crooning relatives and weeping wife, however, isn't me. Where? We are born dead. Our minds can taste this source until that other death. A long rain and we are children, and a long snow, sleeping children in deep snow. As in an interims, all journeys end in three steps, with a mirror door, beyond it a closet and a closet wall. And he wants to write poems to resurrect to God, to raise all buried things the eye buries in the heart and brain, to move wild laughter in the throat of death. A new axe, a new axe. I'm going to play with my new axe. Sharp blue blade, handle of ash, then exhausted, listen to my new record, Johnny Cash. $9 in all, two lovely things to play with, far better and more lasting than a $9 whore, two bottles of whiskey. A new axe and Johnny Cash. Sharp blue blade and handle of ash. Oh, the stream of your blood runs as black as the coal. Saw ghosts, not faintly or wispish, loud they were raising on burly arms at midday, witches Sunday in full light, murder and delight, all former dark things in noon light, all light things love we perform at night and fuck as war wounds rub and sigh as others sighed, blind in delight to the world outside the window. When I begin to make analogies, false analogies, between animals and human, then countries. Russia is like America and America like Russia. The universe is the world and the world a university. The teacher is a crayfish. The poem is a bird and a housefly, a pig without a poke, a flame in an oil can, a woman who never menstruates, a woman without glands who makes love by generalized friction. Then I went to the country to think of precision. Oh, the moon is the width of a woman's thigh. A Mexican girl about 14 years old in the 1923 National Geographic fawned in the attic when we thought the chimney was on fire and I stood on the roof with the snow falling, looking down into the black hole where the fire roared at the bottom. The girl, lying in the Rio Grande in a thin, wet shift, smiling, water covering back between breasts and buttocks, but then isolate, the buttocks in the muddy water, two graceful melons from the deep in the Rio Grande, to ride them up to the river's source or down to the sea, it wouldn't matter, or carry her like a pack into some fastness like the Sawtooth Mountains, the melon butter of her in water, myself in the cloudy brown water as a fish beneath her. Finally, all falseness flows. You would rust and jerks, hobbles. They, the dewlap, sniff eglantine and in mint-cleared voices, not from dark, but in puddles over cement, an inch deep of watery mud. All falseness flows, comes now. Where should it rest? Merlin, as Merlin, the Cree de Merlin. Whose shores are never watched, as women have no more than one mouth staring at the ground. Repeat now from what cloud or clouds or country, countries in dim sleep, pure song mouthless, as if a church buried beneath the sea, one bell tower standing in one bell, staring for whom at ground's length, elbows and ground, stare at me now. She grows from the tree, half vine and half woman, and haunts all my nights, as music can that uses our tendons as its cords, bulls to hurdle her gifts, mists as Arcturus, Aldebaran, pictured as colored in with blood. Her eyes were bees, and in her hair ice seemed to glisten. Drawn up as plants, the snake wrapped round the crucifix nose, glass nose, and oh song, meal is made of us, not even for small gods who wait in the morning. Dark pushes with no to and fro, over and under we who serve her as canicles for For who falls deeper and breaks away knows praise other than our own. Sing. Merely land and heavily drawn away from the sea, long before us green has begun. Every crevice, kelp, bird dung, froth the sea, foam over granite, wet sea rose and roar of Baltic. Who went from continent to island as wolves or elk would at night. Sea ice is salted glass, slight lid, mirror over dark. As Odin, least of all gods, with pine smell of dark and animals crossed in winter, with whales budding shores, dressed without heat and skins, said Christ, who came late, nothing to be fond her here, lovers of wood, not stone. North goes over and down, furthest from the sun, aloud in the distance, white wolf and whiter bear, with red mouth, they can eat flesh and nothing else. White winter, white snow, black trees, green boughs over us. Arctic sun, one wildflower in profusion. Grass is blue, sterile, fishless lake and rock, and northern lights shimmering, crackling. As a child in mourning, mourn for knows how short and bittersweet, not less for saying again, the child singing knows near death, it is so alive. Songs made of her, how large as hawk or tree, only a stone lives beyond sweet things. So that the sea raises herself, not swallows, but pushed by wind and moon destroys them. Only dark gives light, Apollo Christ, only a blue and knotted earth broken by green, as high above God see us in our sleeping end. We know no other, curled as we are here, sleep over earth, tongues, fog, thunder, wars. Christ raises islands from the sea. See people come. Clear your speech. It is all that we have, aloud and here and now. Thank you. That's about it.